Right now, we're going to talk about something called long COVID. 1 in 10 people who test positive for COVID-19 develop long COVID. They've been sort of nicknamed long haulers. To tell us about that and an organization about the Caring Bridge is Dr. Arkel Giorgio, who joins us. Good morning, Doctor. How are you today?
I'm fine, thank you. How are you?
I'm doing great. Fingers crossed. I have my second shot coming up later this week, so I'm all ready for that, to be vaccinated and not have to...
Oh, that's wonderful.
To go through all of this that everybody has come through, so made it safely through. But let's talk about these people who get long COVID. What exactly is that, if you could describe it to us?
Sure. Well, long COVID, as you said in your introduction, impacts 10 to 30% of people who develop a COVID infection. And regardless of how serious that infection is, it could be mild, it could be asymptomatic, or it could be serious, but 10 to 30% of people develop it. And it refers to people who have symptoms for 4 weeks or more beyond that initial infection. And those symptoms can last 4 weeks or 8 weeks or months, and even though they don't have any detectable virus in their system. The most common symptoms are fatigue, shortness of breath, joint pain, chest pain, and then so many people complain of this brain fog that makes it difficult for them to concentrate.
This seems to have, I mean, that has an impact on your life if you're aching and you're feeling tired, and then you're also not sure, you know, you talk about the brain fog. This is really could have an impact. Tell me a little bit about what they're doing to deal with it.
Well, it can have a significant impact on your health, on your quality of life, on your employment even. In one study, more than 50% of people with long COVID were unable to work full time. And what's really important is that, you know, the medical community doesn't have a lot of experience with it, but long COVID is real. It's not imagined. So it's really important to connect people with others who have long COVID as an opportunity to get support from other people that are experiencing the same symptoms and to get the right support within the medical community. And that's why Caring Bridge has set up a special set of resources that we're just launching in order to make that available to people because, you know, we have 32.5 million people in the United States that have had COVID, which means that 320,000 have long COVID. People need help.
What does the medical community look, I mean, there's sort of a test case, I would assume, as with most of this, it's like we have an idea, but yet when they see things happen, then they have to determine exactly what's going on. What is the protocol, or what's the medical community's plan for these people, if there is such a thing?
Well, here's the challenging thing. There are the common symptoms that I was just mentioning, but long COVID can have 200 different symptoms. The symptoms can vary from person to person. To make it even more complicated, the symptoms can vary in the same person from day to day. New symptoms can develop over time. So in a situation like that, the medical community has a very difficult time developing protocols because everyone is so uniquely different. But as a result of that, there are specialized long COVID clinics or centers that are being established across the United States. I believe that there are over 30 across the country in various states. And that's why among many different resources that Caring Bridge thought we should make available, one of them is offering a map that lets people know where they can get care. If I think an important message in this interview, if people don't hear anything else, it's that if you have long COVID, if do get care, and if you feel like you're not getting the right care or enough care from your local physician and your local community, then do make sure that you consider reaching out to one of these specialized clinics so that you can get your symptoms addressed.
Looking on the site for Caring Bridge, they even have a survey that you can take, kind of running through our, you know, if it's something that may be affecting you. I assume also sometimes it's frustrating for somebody if they have to keep explaining to everybody or a doctor or physician, here's what my symptoms are, but then if you say things can change, you know, what you're sort of chasing your tail trying to figure out exactly what's going on. But I guess with the Caring Bridge, like many support organizations, as long as you feel that there's other people that are hearing you, it helps in your recovery.
Absolutely. One of the other resources that's available on the caringbridge.org/COVID site is access to support groups of other individuals that have long COVID. So, you know, we think of support, well, first of all, support is so very important because it's important to have a community around you. But think about community in two different ways. One is having a community of other people that are experiencing what you're experiencing. And so there are these long COVID communities of other patients. You can learn from them. You can have empathy in a community like that. They may have access to resources that you weren't aware of. So that's one version of community that's so very important. And then the other one is to surround yourself with your community of family and friends who love you and want to help you, and they want to know what's going on with you. And so the Caring Bridge site also helps you have a private, personal space where you can tell others that care about you and want to know what's going on with you, and then they can understand how to support you as well. And both are important because it can be extremely lonely to be going through these types of symptoms by yourself, especially when there isn't a defined treatment plan and you don't know what the future will bring. So having community, having support is a way of developing hope and healing, and that's such an important part of recovering.
Doctor, do we have evidence of any long haulers who have gone through this whose symptoms have gone away, have dissipated?
Absolutely, absolutely. There are people that have persistent symptoms past the 4 weeks, which puts them into the long haul category. But there are many people whose symptoms do resolve, sometimes by 8 weeks or 12 weeks. And, you know, there's a small percentage of individuals who do have symptoms after that 12-week period. But, you know, fortunately, the number declines as time goes on. So that's the good news. But there are certainly a population of individuals who have some persistent symptoms, even small ones. And if you're not completely back to feeling normal, then you want to do what you can to get back to your baseline.
How concerned could we be that if you feel like you have long COVID, or just to put it in those terms, there could be other things going on, but it's masking other symptoms of things that might also have to be looked at?
Well, and that's why it's very important if you have long COVID symptoms to make sure that you don't brush them off, that you reach out to first your regular physician, to your local doctor, to make sure that all stones are overturned to make sure that nothing else is going on. You know, it's possible that people with long COVID have damage from having had the early symptoms of COVID. So it's important, you know, do you have persistent lung damage? Do you have any other damage to your system that occurred as a result of the initial infection? Long COVID is actually defined as having persistent symptoms when there's no other underlying problem that can be identified. So what's important, the key takeaway, is to make sure that you get care, and that you get care that you feel is complete and comprehensive to make sure that you're not missing anything.
And understand you're not alone. There are other people that are going through this, because sometimes with COVID, as it has been this whole last year, there's a lot of isolation that takes place. I want to reach out. If people want to find out more, again, where's a good place to get the resources for this?
People can get to this great site by going to caringbridge.org/COVID.
Sounds good. Doctor, we appreciate your time this morning. Thanks for sharing with us today.
Thank you so much.